Revelation 3:10 answers the question directly. Revelation 3:10, what Phil says was good. Revelation 3:10, I'll read it from Darby. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee out of, not from. From means you go through the tribulation period, but it says out of. The hour of trial, the hour of tribulation, which have come upon the whole habitable world to try them dwell upon the earth. So we will not go through the tribulation.
That's important to really grasp this truth, that the Church of God, the Assembly of God, the true believers in the Lord Jesus are not going through the tribulation. I think we were given verses, and it's good to underline them, talking about keeping the cookies on the lower shelf. And I'm not talking about computer cookies. You delete that. I'm talking about the good stuff. Keeping it low so you can grasp it. So underline the verses in the book of Revelation that Brother Bob had mentioned. And the verse here in chapter 1, verse 10 of 1 Corinthians. The emphasis on the deliverer who is going to take us away from the wrath to come. We are not going through the tribulation. Now, there are people who are going around preaching about the church is going to go through the tribulation. And some of them are kind enough to say, well, just the first 3.5 years out of those 7 years. They think they are doing you a favor. Well, listen, you are not going to go through the tribulation. Because if you grasp what we were saying earlier, it has nothing to do with your responsibility. You see, what they are saying, what they are highlighting is, those who are faithful are going to be taken up. And those who are not going to go through the first 3.5 years just to kind of get purified and cleanse up, and then they will go up again. Nonsense. That's the mind of man. Because I would like to do something about it. But the Lord Jesus said He's coming no matter what it is. I think Brother Andrew was saying later on, earlier on, in regard to John 13 and John 14, that has nothing to do with man's responsibility. Listen, if you are faithful, the Lord Jesus is going to come. And if you are not faithful, the Lord Jesus is going to come. It doesn't depend on your faithfulness. It depends on His faithfulness. He is faithful to His word. He is faithful to His work. He is faithful to His own. That's why He is coming. It has nothing to do with you. Better yet, it is good to be ready when He comes. Absolutely. But that is not going to change the fact at all. The idea of us, we're going to go through the tribulation, is foreign to the Scripture. It is not in the Scripture at all. There are verses that are very clear that the Church of God is not going through the tribulation because it is the promise of the Lord Jesus, and He is not going to go back on His promise. So we need to keep that in mind. It has nothing to do with our responsibility. And those who are trying to tell you, well, it depends on your responsibility if you're going to be left behind or not. Listen, if you're left behind, you are on your own. And there is no 3.5 years and then a preparation. What is that word? Whatever, forget it. That's why we don't know English very well. There is no just a period of time for you to kind of purge your sins and then you're going to take it out. Not at all. Not at all. If you are left behind because you are unbelievers, that's it. There is no second chance. And there is no later on rapture for you. You're gone and you're done. That's it. But keep in mind, for us believers, we don't have to worry about that because the blessed hope would not be a blessed hope anymore. Would not be a bright hope. It would be a torment because, am I going to go or am I not going to go? Well, I messed up yesterday. I wasn't good at school. I did something that is not right. It has nothing to do with that. When the time comes, He's come. And it depends, you know, it's good to find you faithful. But even if you're not, because all depend on Him, not on you. We are not going through the tribulation based on the Word of God.
If you're not saved... If you're left behind, there's no second chance. No second chance. They've got books and records and CDs and MP3s, all kinds of things about second chance. No second chance.
And I don't think we should minimize in any way this thought of the wrath of God. Flee from the wrath to come. Our deliverer from the coming wrath. There will be post-tribulation wrath on earth. But also the gospel in Romans chapter 1, it speaks of the wrath of God being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And also at the end of John 3, it says, of those, he that believeth not the Son shall not, confirms what Emil was saying, shall not see life. There's no second chance. Shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth on him. And we know from other scriptures, it's for all eternity.
But it's good for us to encourage ourselves, knowing the terror of the Lord, to persuade men.
Read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, that God is actually going to send a strong delusion. And this is one of the reasons why if someone has heard the gospel and has not turned to the Lord, and the Lord should come, there is no second chance because they have rejected the Lord, and they will now also receive a strong delusion. They will believe a lie. We just don't. We can't really speculate what this unbelieving world will think when millions of people suddenly disappear. But they will have. There will be a delusion that they will believe what happened, and they will not be thinking that it had to do with the coming of Christ. It will have something else in their mind. We don't know what that strong delusion is that God will send.
I think something that was brought up from the beginning, Brother Sam mentioned their previous conference on Daniel chapter 9. Isn't this the bottom line of why the confusion exists? Is that saints and a large number of saints have muddled Israel with the church. Amen. And therefore, those things, those promises made to Israel, they have said, well, they are no longer fulfilled to them. Now they're to us. And therefore, they muddle the church and Israel together and kind of try to interweave them and blend them and say that the church is a new phase of Israel, which is complete error. And I think they'd be doing this, which came sadly out of the Reformation, has brought about this giant split in the church as touching this matter of the coming of the Lord and what and how that affects us and what the prospects are. And so really, it's, if you don't keep it clear, you can get in. You can, any of us here, if we don't keep it clear, you could fall into this trap and end up not knowing, or end up like that man on the radio with following some confusing message that's a bunch of gibberish, all made up of numbers. But you need to keep it clear what the promises to Israel are and what the promises to the church are. We have to keep it clear.
A little help has been helpful to me. If it's talking about the rapture, it'd be the Lord. The Son of Man is the glorious appearer. In all cases, in your King James Bible, your Darby translation, if it says the Lord, then we know it's the rapture. If it's the Son of Man, it's the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. There's no exception. That's helpful to me, at least.
Regarding three main and post tribulationist doctrine, I would like to read one scripture from Ephesians chapter 4, 14, as it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of man and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait for the ship. As we're hearing regarding this truth just now, I was even reminded by one of the brothers back in Northeast India, in Ceylon. There is a brother, very good brother, who started fellowshipping with us. But once he happened to see in the internet, and he's very badly deceived by the main post-tribulationist doctrine. So I'm thinking to send some books to him someday. So how good it would be for us brethren to read very sound doctrine and to be delivered from to be saved from all such false doctrines.
No,
they write and they teach in such a convincing way. And we should be very watchful toward their teaching.